This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. God bless America. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged, doing something other than nothing. I mean that sincerely. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. If you want to head up to the website, realside.com, again, there's a lot going on. You can sign up for the email blasts. That would be nice. Seriously. And then, what else can you do there? Oh, that's right, the text alerts. Why don't we work on that, too? Let's get the text alerts up. You can sign up to get text alerts simply by texting TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Isn't that hard? Doesn't require a college degree. Seriously. Not really, really not that hard at all. Kimberly Wren's going to join us right after the break just so give us kind of a different perspective, I think, on what's going on. She's up in the New England area. Covers, what is that? Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine. And Boston, Massachusetts, for some of you who are challenged. God bless. You know, you can't even relax. Try to relax a little bit on the weekends. You know, like I'm sitting by the pool with a margarita. That's all I'm talking about. But actually, just try to relax a little bit. And the craziness of the left, talking about unity, still talking about how the violence is being done by the right. We had hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in D.C. not less than a week ago. I'm sorry, I didn't hear about the massive damage they left behind. Did you? Did I miss something? If somebody knows or knew something, would you let me know? Because I didn't see any of that. Maybe I didn't want to see it. That was it. Maybe I'm so in love with Trump, I just can't see the truth. Maybe that's what they're telling people. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I have given, I know, I've pretty much given up on Fox. I tried to watch it over the weekend a little bit, you know, here and there, a couple of stories here and there. And I know some, you know, it's really funny how some of our compadres, if you would, are still stuck on Facebook, Twitter, and they're like, where else are you going to go? I mean, seriously. It's like Old Testament stuff where the Jews want to go back to Egypt. No, it takes a while to build things up. It takes a while to become independent and get these guys gone. So if you've moved over to Parler, look at, you only get out of this stuff what you put into it. And since you're somewhat starting at the ground level, you got to work hard at growing the traffic. It's not going to just come. I mean, who are you that it's just going to come to you? If you listen to the show last week, we had Dinesh D'Souza on. Dinesh was interested. He said, look, I went to Parler. I got 2.4 million followers in a relatively short period of time. So he says, it only goes to show that you can grow, you know, you can grow on social media. And the president of Parler said to him, no, it only shows you how much they were holding you back on Twitter, how much they were throttling you. All right? Give that some thought. You think they're not doing the same to you? You think when you see a MAGA, hashtag Trump, hashtag whatever that is positive towards Donald Trump, that they're not holding you back? Are you out of your mind? And I mean that with the most of love. No, really. Can we stop? Well, the Trump campaign is bringing legitimate accusations to court through affidavits of credible witnesses and other evidence used in his challenges. That's according to the Federal Election Commission Chairman Trey Traynor. Traynor said his review of the evidence, including numerous affidavits claiming voter fraud, sworn statements by a prominent mathematician flagging up to 100,000 Pennsylvania ballots, it met the first level of legal scrutiny under what's known as motion dismiss or Rule 12b-6. You're going to see an onslaught of these lawsuits. Noting the subsequent legal threshold beyond a motion dismiss is a summary judgment phase. Traynor said that under this phase, the credibility of witnesses is presumed to be accurate, especially given the caliber of the testimonies. I don't know if some of you caught it. Now, I don't think the change wasn't made over the weekend necessarily. It was just announced like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, which was the quote-unquote reorganization, you know, the circuit judges. Now, some people don't know that that one judge, right, one Supreme Court judge, justice, excuse me, sees over the different circuits. Now, they are appointed by John Roberts. He's the one that decides who gets where, who, how, and when. So when he's sitting there, and again, I'm not a friend of Roberts either. I think he's done his bad half a dozen times. But when you look at who he's put in charge of what, Comey Barrett, right, Clarence Thomas, Kavanaugh, they're going to have major league saves. And what... what cases go to the full Supreme Court? And look who they're up against. Harris, Biden. This is going to be a lot of fun. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll see what Kimberly says on the other side of the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. We're really back, actually, this time. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. But this is why I can't stand TV, okay? I got into radio because, as some of you can see, I have a face for radio. It works out well for me, okay? And when the cameras aren't on, you start complaining the cameras aren't on. And about twice a month, 1 minute before we go live, the camera goes dead. So, you know, I have a saying. I don't care. So, anyhow, it was fixed during the break, so save your emails. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, I really do, honestly, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged. I know this is who you're waiting for. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, to kind of kick the week off, get things rolling. And well, I'd say the center of us again, but usually she's on the ceiling by the time the show's over. Hey, Kimberly.
Hi.
God bless. So I guess, what is this going to be you, the hubby, and the turkey for Christmas, for Thanksgiving?
My son will be traveling here as well.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
The New Hampshire and the Massachusetts governors can screw.
God. So is it... Is so he's not going to self quarantine for 14 days, or how's that going to work?
I'm not quite sure how it works, to be honest with you. I'm really, you know, they all keep putting in these rules, and New Hampshire has a mask mandate right now. They all keep putting in these rules that hinder individual choices and rights, and I can't, you know, I can't.
You just hate people. You want them all to die of some rare disease. Not rare. It's not rare anymore. But, you know, from the virus and all. You know, here in California, we do it right. Okay? We have to have masks on between bites. All right?
That is the absolute dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. It really is. Meanwhile, Gavin Newsom's at the French Laundry, enjoying a maskless dinner at $1,000 a plate.
And
kiss my you-know-what.
They were caught. Some of the people came forward. They were caught offering them money not to say anything.
Yeah. And the worst part is you had people in the medical lobbyists that were there that have been pushing all this crap.
Yep.
Californians have been had by Newsom and all the other people like that scumbag Garcetti in L.A. You guys have been getting screwed left and right while these elitists go off and do whatever the heck they want. Newsom probably isn't quarantined right now. He's probably living the high life somewhere.
Well, he said he was quarantined. They were going to quarantine the whole family because two of the kids were actually exposed to CHP, or two CHP cops had it. So, I don't know. I think it's hilarious, you know?
He probably just did it to try to make people feel that, oh, poor Newsom, because everybody's so angry at him, including people on the left, for being such a hypocrite. That's one of the problems with all this COVID BS, Joe, is these politicians, these elitist politicians are, you know, putting their boots on the throats of all of us regular Americans. Meanwhile, they're doing whatever they want. Let them eat cake. That's basically what is going on here.
Yeah.
This is going to go down in history as the biggest scam, not the COVID. COVID is real. The Chinese Communist government sent it here intentionally. That's not a scam. But what these politicians are doing is a scam. Because if they truly believed it, they wouldn't be violating what they're trying to make everyone else do.
Well, I was just reading an article about one of the top pathologists in the world says this will be considered the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public. Masks are utterly useless. And even Fauci said at one point in time that if asymptomatic, even if you test positive and you're asymptomatic, you cannot hand off this flu to anybody else.
Well, typically, the way viruses work is you have some kind of symptoms, even if they're just mild, and that's how you're handing it off, because you're sneezing or coughing or something. Even if it's just minor, that's how traditional viruses typically work, right?
Well, supposedly,
Well, they just, you know, just like, Joe, this is just like with the climate change cult. COVID is becoming a cult. Scientists, quote unquote, and other people are making boatloads of cash off of pushing this. And then in the meantime, politicians are pushing control, more control over the people. What are people going to tolerate? How long are people going to tolerate having their livelihoods destroyed, having their children's education completely destroyed, having all kinds of things destroyed until they've had enough? Or will they? Will they ever? Are we just going to go right into 1984?
Well, you saw the owners of the gym up there in New York, pretty much throughout the police and the their equivalent to the CDC up there.
The one in New Jersey?
Was it New Jersey? I thought it was, somebody said it was Buffalo, New York.
I don't know. There's a couple. There's some gyms across the country that have been telling them, you know, giving them the bird.
Yeah. Well, no, what I loved was they stood on their constitutional rights. They actually knew them. They stood on them, and they said, look, you don't come back here until you have a warrant, number one, okay? And, you know, number two, you better have cause, and I want to know who my accuser is.
Yep.
So, whole different...
Well, the fact that some of these politicians are telling people to rat out their neighbors, that's disturbing. It's disturbing that a neighbor would do that in the first place, but the politicians like Kate Brown of Oregon are saying, call the police on your neighbors. Of course, the police are coming back and saying, take a hike, lady. We don't have time for that. We're not doing that.
Yep.
But well, she's telling them to do that. This is like all of the historical, authoritarian, fascist kind of actual history we've seen, not to mention all the books we've read that have been written about this kind of stuff. Wake the hell up, America.
Yeah, you read that study, I think it was out of Denmark, that basically said that the masks do not work. You know, and even though they don't work, they're suggesting you wear them anyway, which is totally, it's like, I don't know, it's just totally ridiculous. But
so,
you're not hearing about that much here, are you?
No, of course you're not. So the Friday, the governor of New Hampshire put in a mask mandate effective this past Friday. And the thing is, Joe, on the occasions that I do go out to stores, everybody's wearing a mask except maybe me and one other person. Everybody's already complying with, you know, voluntarily wearing it. Now they're putting in a mandate. Kiss my you know what.
All right. I'm not going to do that, but we are going to go for a break so people can contemplate that. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Well, we're coming up on Kimberly on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Okay.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan DeRocky.
A key government agency will allow a transition to begin. The General Services Administration formally recognized Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 presidential election Monday, allowing a transition to start. President-elect Biden will now be able to work with federal agencies to plan staffing. President Trump announced the move Monday in a tweet, adding that he was not conceding the race, as his campaign still has a number of challenges in several states working their way through the courts. Wall Street reacted positively Monday to news that AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine has shown promising results in its late-stage trials. All three major indices closed up on the day, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average leading the way. It closed up 327 points to gain 1.1% on the day. The S&P 500 finished up 20 points, while the NASDAQ rose 25. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. A lot you can do up there. Let's get right back here. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So, here in California, which is the bastion of morality and common sense and all that. What are you laughing for? I just love this stuff. All right, so Governor Newsom has now decided, 2 days before Turkey Day, that we will not be allowing, you know, any kind of outside meals at all. Now, have already made the Turkey Day reservations to eat outside in a tent, right? And, you know, have the meals brought to the mother. What a nice, churchy, respectful day to be eating on tarmac, you know, with oil stains and grease stains and all kinds of other fun stuff. But on top of all of that, he's now said again, you can't eat outside. So all these people with reservations, all these people that had made plans, now they're done. And the other thing that I haven't seen the science behind, maybe you know about it, I don't, is the whole thing behind the bars have to be closed at 10. So apparently Corona sleeps until like 9:59 and then jumps out.
This guy is more than a nuisance. He is intentionally trying to put small businesses out of business. Do you know how much money restaurants have already spent buying supplies for their Thanksgiving dinners that they're going to provide for people? Probably millions of dollars throughout the state. Millions. And now he's saying you can't have the meals that you were planning in for 86, all the reservations. I want to know when people are going to say they've had enough, because it's absolutely ridiculous that, you know, these scumbag politicians change their minds like they lick their finger and put it in the wind. And, oh, wait, when the Führers on the left say what they should be doing to harm the people more, that's what they do. They're not doing this based on science.
No.
Because everybody knows outside is much better than inside, right?
I've been saying for weeks, the thing I don't understand is they have these tents outside, and they tell us what we can do is you can't eat inside because it's in, ready for this, because it's enclosed, and, you know, you can't keep it clean enough and all that. Anyway, so you can put these tents out in the parking lot, all right? And the tents have walls, and the food server has to walk across the parking lot or across the, has to go outside with your food on a tray and bring it to you. And somehow this is better. Go ahead. But no swearing.
I just, you know, I was thinking about it on my way home yesterday. And for, I really feel bad for those Americans who have to work under these conditions, the business owners who are being royally screwed because of these political workers who are being royally screwed. Because it's not the people in tech. It's not the people who can work remote from home. They can still work remote as long as they have their jobs. Some people did lose their jobs. It's the people that need to be on-site, in-person, like restaurant workers who are getting the short end, really, truly getting the short end of this stick and getting screwed. You know, it's the single mom who waitresses and makes enough to make ends meet. She can't do that anymore. Or it's the single dad who works out in the public and he can't do that anymore because he's not allowed because of these political hacks. It's beyond egregious. Like, we, you know, we can laugh a little, we laugh about these, how idiotic they are, but there's real human beings behind these edicts they're making, and they are harming millions and millions of people across this country who are never going to recover fully from what they're doing. The damage that these political hacks are inflicting upon the entire United States is long-term, and it'll be far worse than all of the deaths from COVID.
You know what? They don't care about us. They don't care about people. They never have. Let's not confuse that with reality. You know, they supposedly for years they pushed on the American Democrats that the Democrat Party was for the small people, was for the, you know, the working class, the ones that were working hard, and they just wanted to make sure they got their fair share. They've browbeat them and they've brainwashed them into believing that for decades, but the dam has cracked. And I see more and more people leaving that party. The walkaway movement hasn't even slowed down. Matter of fact, this win, our pseudo win for Biden, has actually made strengthen the walkaway movement, which I think is great. I think they're seeing truly what that party that they trusted in, that they thought was something to be part of, they've now decided, wow, this is bad. These people are terrible.
It's the Democrat Party long ago left the working middle classes behind. They could care less about them. And you're seeing with Biden's supposed cabinet potentials or picks, it's just more of the same.
Oh.
It's more of the same crap, establishment, deep state political hackery that screwed Americans in America for years. Under Obama, America became a second-class citizen to the world. Trump brought us back to not putting up with any crap from other countries. Biden's going to put us right back down.
Yep.
Right back down. He's going to work with the Chinese to build them up and make them even better. It's disgusting. It's disgusting, and it doesn't even have to do with party. No. It has to do with these political hacks who only care about power and selling out this country. Because, let's face it, a lot of people in the Democrat Party, especially those who are making money off of it, they hate America. They hate capitalism. They hate freedom. And they want us to be like Cuba, Venezuela, and all these other horrifying countries. Because they think they're going to be the haves, while everybody else is just the have-nots.
Yeah, what's really, really funny is that they think that we're so strong that we can never be brought down. That you know, I mean, I'm talking about the Democrats now. Okay, they really got it laid out that hey, look, we're America. We can do pretty much anything we want to. We can line our pockets. We'll always come back. It's not a big deal. You know, until they get bit, until they get until they themselves get thrown in jail from somebody who wants more power than they do. This is the way it's going to go. And for years, the rank-and-file Democrats allowed this to happen, just like they are now to a big degree. You know, there's many mainstream Democrats that refuse to call out Joe Biden. The man is senile. And it's not President Biden, it's going to be President Harris. And you think it's bad under Biden, or even it smells bad, it's going to get even worse.
It's actually not even going to be Harris, because she is actually a nitwit. It's going to be people behind, extreme leftists behind the scenes who are really running things, just like they did with Obama. Just like, it's going to be the same thing. It's not going to be, whoever's running it, it's not going to be for Americans or America. That's for sure.
Well,
it's going to be for all these other people outside of the country, and they just want to take America down. They want to destroy this country. I firmly believe that. After seeing their behavior and now seeing who Joe Biden wants to put in his cabinet, I know for sure that's their plan. John Kerry. He's got to be one of the biggest morons on the planet. There's lots of morons. He's one of the biggest.
Well, I was happy to see and to hear that even with all the noise, even with all the screaming, that PBS, it will be playing Peanuts Christmas, right?
I don't even like Peanuts Christmas.
I know. You know what? It's okay. But just, no, and I say that because they are tearing down, pulling away every bit of traditional Americanism there is, because it's all bad. Did you get the memo?
Yes. Yes, I know. Let me tell you something. If they ever try to pull a Christmas story, I will. That will be civil war.
Well, but okay? See, a Christmas story.
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. So you see things like that. You see things, what they're trying to do. You know, we were talking to somebody last week about the reason why with the masks. Think about what the masks do. I can't see that you're smiling at me. I can't see whether you're mad or you're smiling at me. I can't see anything about you.
Yep.
Right? And so they're taking that personal touch. They're taking that personal feeling away.
I got a quote after the break. It's a faceless society.
We'll be back in a minute. Hold on for that quote. You don't want to miss this. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a second.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Right. We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Just being involved. It's really that simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Let me tell you, go up to the website, therealside.com, because I want you to get involved, get engaged. Sign up for the email blast. All right? Sign up for the email blast. Let's make sure that you're getting informed and that you can engage. Let's bring her back on. Kimberly Marine joins me. She does every week. I always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly, how do people find your writings and more about you and all that other fun stuff?
GraniteGrock.com or ConservativeIND on Twitter.
And that is not for Indiana, right?
No, that's for independent.
So, you had said something to me during the break. I checked it out. I guess Trump officially authorizes presidential transition money.
Yep.
But there's a catch. You got to pay it back.
What?
If it...
oh, really?
Oh,
that's
God.
Hilarious.
Well, you know what? Yeah, good luck with that. Anyhow. We haven't thrown anybody in jail yet. I think this is part of the angst too, with all the people on the right, is that 4 years we allowed them to trounce all over Trump. Okay, and nothing got done from a standpoint. Hillary didn't go to jail. Nobody went to jail. Nobody even got in front of a judge, really.
Right.
Don't you think that's what the frustration is about? And we're still not burning down police cars.
Right, exactly, because that's not something conservatives usually do.
No, we go to work.
No one's ever gonna pay the price. Look, there really is. If anybody should realize anything by now, over the past 12 years, it's that there truly is us against them. It's the political class versus we the people. And the political class were the same people, you know, the media, the heads of the parties. They were the same people who were also against Trump.
Yep.
And it's us against them. It's not we the people, and that includes everybody. There's no unity. There will be no unity ever until the left is destroyed, in my opinion.
Yeah, I know, until they blow up and they go away. But yeah, and that's the other problem, too. The level that these people cheated at, the level that these people pulled this off at, is astonishing. And it doesn't show you how bad, it's not even they think they're right so much. It is that they want the power so bad. Do you agree?
Right, because they are against we the people. You know, they like to say, oh, we're the party of the people. No, you're not. They've done everything. They've been the ones, majority, not only by themselves, who have destroyed things for Americans and made America a worse place. It has been mostly on them. Yes, many in the right, especially the establishment, have helped. But it has been mostly the left who have done things to destroy things for America. Because they hate this country. They just inherently do. These are people who think Fidel Castro is fabulous. You know? They hate this country. They hate individual freedom. They think that get the country turned over to leftism and keep all us people little proles, that they will be the ones that are in charge. They don't realize that they'll probably be the first to go.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's exactly what Castro did. Castro and Guevara did after the Batista Revolution. So these people, you know, they might have soup letters after their name, but they're really kind of dumb.
So, Kimberly, do you think most of this comes from the fact that we have an uneducated electorate, that they really don't understand world history and our country's own history, and this is why they're allowing this to happen? Or do you think they're just sold out to their party, to their God, to their religion, that there's no way to change your mind no matter what history says?
So, I think it's a few factors. One, schools aren't teaching accurate history anymore, and they haven't for a long time. Number two, media. The media lies. They are leftists, a majority. They aren't honest with citizens. They don't give both sides of the story. They push a narrative. They push the leftist agenda. Number three, people aren't interested in seeking and researching and learning the truth. They're just fed things, and they believe it. Remember, we're a society that now thinks reality TV is good. I mean, reality TV.
We actually think it's real.
And this is probably why I hate television so much. We are a society that is glued to television, and oh my God, it's so important. And I get people need a break from like work and real life, so they tune into something that's fluff and that can take their mind off it. I understand that. That's why I like HGTV on occasion. But unfortunately, that's become way bigger of something in everybody's lives, as opposed to like years ago when you only had a few channels and it was off by 11. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's too all-consuming, all of this stuff and social media, and you're always getting hit with stuff constantly. You're getting hit with different things, and people don't know what to believe. And, you know, if you only watch CNN, you're going to believe what CNN says. If you only watch Fox News, you're going to believe what Fox News says. If you don't watch any cable news and watch mainstream media news, you're only going to believe what they say. And not all of them are giving the whole story, usually ever.
Right. And now Fox News really has gone down the deep end.
I don't know what to think about all this stuff anymore, to be honest with you. Hey. I've been busy doing way more important things for the time being. And now it's the holidays. And, you know, one of the things I was thinking about is, you know, it really is important for people to try to have a little bit of semblance of normalcy in their lives. And you have all these politicians and you have the Karens screaming about wearing a mask and you can't be with your family. And I think one of the Republicans or someone said this, you don't know if it's going to be your family's last time, last Thanksgiving or last right. Christmas. Yep. You're really going to ruin all of our holidays? I haven't seen my in-laws since last year because of this. So, and we're not seeing them for the holidays because of this. So it's,
I have a little different viewpoint, but look, we have talked for years on this show about why do we do this? I can go relax. I don't need this garbage. I have grandchildren. And I may not be able to leave them $1 billion to live off of, so the only thing I've got left is to fight to make sure that when they get older, that they're still going to enjoy the freedoms that I had growing up as a kid.
Yep.
And you don't do that, A, by not pushing back, but being strategic about it, not just yelling about everything like some people do. And I kind of look at what's going on here now, and I say, all right, I don't know how much power I have or don't have, but here we have an election that was fraudulent at a level that we've never seen before. You know, and again, in our faces, they're doing it right in our faces. It's almost like we don't even matter. Yeah, you caught us, too bad, deal with it. Go ahead and try to stop us. It's almost like that's what they're taunting us to do. So, you know, when you see everything's going on, where do you stop fighting? And again, I realize what you're saying. I want to spend time with family, too, but I'm going to tell you the same thing I told one of my friends who's an elected member who said to me, I just want to get along with these people for the next 2 years. I said, are you serious? They don't want to get along with you. They don't want to let you live your life. No, and they're keeping us from seeing anybody.
Oh, no, Joe, I'm not saying stop fighting. Are you kidding me? That's just not in my blood. I'm just saying, I'm over here saying, you know, spend time with your family.
Yes.
And you know, there's going to be, so the communist Chinese government sent this here on purpose. Democrats took advantage of it. God only knows if they partnered with them, because I would not put it past them. But they're intentionally harming Americans.
Yep.
And they're not just, they're harming, you know, forcing people to be isolated and alone. It breaks my heart to think of the people who are alone, like truly alone, and they are afraid to go out because of all the things that they're hearing.
Sure.
So they're totally not living their lives. And, you know, we already know suicide rates have gone up. We already know poverty's going up. People are being harmed from this. And my thing is, you know what? Enjoy the holidays. Make the best of them that you can. And do what you feel is best for your family. Not what some... Oh, I almost said a bad word. Not what some jackass like nuisance thinks. Not what some governor like Kate Brown thinks. You do what you believe is best for your family and your circumstances. That maybe get together, that maybe stay apart. Maybe you have a Zoom conference call, you know, dinner instead. But you have to do what's best because you know what? We are a country of individuals and we have individual liberty.
Well, I think everybody should put a Zoom camera and a 7-inch screen and a place at the dinner table and you all have dinner at your own house with the Zoomy thing and you can sound like you're... You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, we would need about 62 of them for my family, but we're good. Anyhow, Kimberly, have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Everyone have a great Thanksgiving and stay safe.
Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dr. B's coming up in the next hour.